Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing jazz music meant to evoke the night, performed by artists such as Howard McGhee, Oliver Nelson, Bud Shank, Eric Dolphy, and Artie Shaw. It's Jazz Nocturnes, coming up next on Nightlights. Saxophonist Johnny Griffin performing Nocturne, composed by bassist Bill Lee, also heard on that recording that comes from the album Change of Pace. Jazz nocturnes are the theme on this edition of Nightlights. Music, almost all of it instrumental, that's meant to evoke the night in one way or another. The term nocturne in classical music dates back to at least the early 1800s, and nocturnes were often written for solo piano. Frédéric Chopin's nocturnes are among the most noted of such pieces, and later on Claude Debussy and Béla Bartók wrote nocturnal themes for larger ensembles. Generally, nocturnes are meant to evoke dreamy nighttime moods, although those moods may range from romantic to dark and brooding. Jazz artists, with their broad approach to music, have sometimes sought to emulate certain aspects of classical pieces, and there are numerous instances of jazz nocturne themes throughout much of jazz history. We'll hear in this first set from clarinetist Artie Shaw, who was often drawn to the idea of doing jazz pieces with classical overtones or allusions. He took his nocturne from Thomas Grizzell's 1928 work Two American Sketches, and as one critic has pointed out, parts of it really evoke George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. We're also going to hear from Major Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band. The Miller AAF was a musical powerhouse, a 60-piece ensemble that included a string section as well as top-notch jazz players like drummer Ray McKinley, clarinetist saxophonist Peanuts Hucko, and Mel Powell, Benny Goodman's young pianist and arranger who'd take a classical turn later in his career. As a member of Miller's AAF orchestra, Powell got a chance to blend his jazz and classical interest on this piece. It was originally titled Neurotic Nocturne, but it's more commonly known as Pearls on Velvet. Mel Powell with the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band on Nightlights. Artie Shaw's Big Band with Strings in 1941 doing Thomas Grizzell's Nocturne from the anthology Self-Portrait. Before that, the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band in 1944 featuring Mel Powell on piano doing Pearls on Velvet, also known as Neurotic Nocturne from the anthology Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band. Two jazz nocturnes now with a hint of exotic flavor. We'll hear from the 1950s pairing of saxophonist flutist Bud Shank and guitarist Lorindo Almeida, who produced a number of recordings that many consider to be the precursors of the 1960s bossa nova movement. And this number from a 1939 small group date by Duke Ellington's trumpeter Cootie Williams. The melody was co-written by arranger Jimmy Monday and trombonist Juan Tizol, who authored several memorable pieces for the Ellington Orchestra that evoked other lands, such as Caravan and Pyramid. Here's Cootie Williams and Night Song on Nightlights. Thank you. alto saxophonist Bud Shank and guitarist Laurindo Almeida in 1958 doing Nocturno from the CD Brazilians Volume 2. Trumpeter Cootie Williams before that in 1939, leading a small group of Duke Ellington's musicians, including Ellington himself on piano, doing the Jimmy Monday Juan Tizol composition Night Song from the Ellington Mosaic set Complete 1936 through 1940 small group sessions. Two nocturnes of the bebop era now, one from lost legend trumpeter Sonny Berman, a member of Woody Herman's big band who died at the age of 21 from drug-related causes, and another from trumpeter Howard McGhee, who had his own drug struggles but managed to survive them and enjoyed a reasonably long career. McGhee's Night Music was recorded at a marathon December 1947 session that included other young up-and-coming swing to bop generation artists such as James Moody, Hank Jones, and Milt Jackson. Bop-era artists seemed particularly attracted to the notion of a moody, slower-paced nocturne that gave off hints of classical modernism. Two such pieces now from Howard McGhee and Sonny Berman on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Sonny Berman in 1946 performing his and Ralph Burns' composition Nocturne with Burns on piano, Serge Chaloff also heard on baritone sax there from the CD Modern Jazz Trumpets. Trumpeter Howard McGhee in 1947 before that with Night Music, joined by tenor saxophonist James Moody, pianist Hank Jones, and vibraphonist Milt Jackson from the CD Trumpet at Tempo. I'll have more jazz nocturnes and night music in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can check out many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. And you can also find us on Facebook at Nightlights Classic Jazz. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz Nocturnes on Nightlights. I'm playing jazz meant to evoke the nighttime on this edition of Nightlights, and when it comes to creating a nocturnal mood, vibes tend to be a great instrument. We'll hear a nocturne from vibraphonist and 1950s jazz progressive Teddy Charles, as well as this one from saxophonist and composer-arranger Oliver Nelson. Nelson, like many other post-World War II jazz artists, was an admirer of classical composer Béla Bartók, and the title track of the 1960 album that he recorded for Prestige Records' Moodsville series, a series meant to be a kind of thinking man's lights-down-low jazz, was called Nocturne, deliberately alluding to the night music sections of Bartók's work. Here's Oliver Nelson doing Nocturne on Nightlights. Thank you. vibraphonist Teddy Charles doing his composition Nocturne with Jimmy Rainey heard on guitar, recorded in 1952 from the CD New Directions. Saxophonist Oliver Nelson before that doing the title track from his 1960 prestige Moodsville album Nocturne. Two jazz night pieces from the 1960s now that found or reflected mainstream appeal. We'll hear a song from the 1964 Broadway musical Golden Boy that found favor with a number of jazz artists, including J.J. Johnson, Stanley Turrentine, and Kenny Burrell. Latin percussionist Willie Bobo's version of Night Song on tap for this set. And I'll start off with Night Theme, recorded by the Jazz Crusaders, i.e. the 1960s hard bop version of the group that would eventually gain commercial success as simply the Crusaders. Night Theme won them some cultural notice as well. Jazz Crusaders drummer and composer of the piece, Styx Hooper, says the City of New Orleans and West Coast Airlines both adapted it as a theme. The Jazz Crusaders and Night Theme on Nightlights. Thank you. Percussionist Willie Bobo with his 1966 version of the Broadway tune Night Song from his album Uno, Dos, Tres, One, Two, Three. The Jazz Crusaders before that with Night Theme from their 1967 album Uh-Huh. I'll close out this nocturnal edition of Nightlights with recordings from two multi-instrumentalists. Tenor saxophonist Yusuf Lateef turning to his other frequent instrument of choice, the flute, for his composition Nocturne. And alto saxophonist and flutist himself Eric Dolphy picking up the bass clarinet for a live performance in 1962. Of Gunther Schuller's piece Night Music, Eric Dolphy on Nightlights. I close with Yusuf Lateef performing his composition Nocturne from the 1970 album Sweet 16. Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet before that, 1962, doing Gunther Schuller's Night Music from the CD Vintage Dolphy. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. Our engineer is John Shelton, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.